Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song coming through by Rofhiwa Manyanga, reminding us that the grace of the Lord is sufficient. And it is, of course, another time for another interview. Like I told you, it's a packed one today. I find this very important, the one I'm about to have right now, especially because I am a parent myself. Now, Child Protection Hotline, will be having a strongman event in South Downs College in Centurion on the 19th of September. And this event will be a world record attempt where Donnie will be pulling the radio pulpit vehicle over a distance of 900 meters, setting a world record. I don't know if you guys have heard, also there's been an ad on the center. So today I've got with me Dana, not Danny. And good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Dana.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely to have you with me. Now, can you share the story and the inspiration behind you starting Child Protection Hotline?
Most definitely. So I didn't start Child Protection Hotline myself. That was our CEO and founder, Danny van Lochorenberg. So I am the COO of the National Center for Child Protection. Mm-hmm. And the Child Protection Hotline is basically one of our umbrellas.
Okay.
And the reason why this hotline was started, it actually was in September of 2019. And the reason for this is because our founder, unfortunately, got divorced, and his wife ran away with his children. Hmm. So, you know, he firsthand experienced parental alienation and had to fight that fight alone because there wasn't much support provided to him during that time. Hmm. And, you know, he sat back in this difficult time and thought, you know, there must be a way. There must be some way to get my children back. And I'm hitting wall after wall after wall. I mean, you know, as a yourself, it's difficult. If you go one day without a child, it's like the walls are crumbling down.
Yes. Definitely.
So he then decided he would launch the first child protection hotline, and now we are on 272 child protection hotlines across the country.
Wow.
And yes, so we are very busy, fortunately and unfortunately for that reason. But we've got hotlines all over the show for, you know, children in need that can reach out to us, get the help that they need, get the support that they need and the backing with whatever challenge they might be facing.
Okay. Now tell me, Dana, what does Child Protection Hotline do for young people then? And can you expand on the relationship you have with Radio Pulpit and IMUs? Because I was just saying to our listeners earlier on, we've been hearing an ad. Maybe expand a bit more on this relationship you have with us.
Yes, there is a very exciting event coming up on the 19th of September, which is around the corner. And the Radio Pulpit listeners will obviously be involved in that event, and Radio Pulpit will be there on the day as well. So basically, to start off, what do we do as an organization? At the National Center for Child Protection, through our child protection hotlines, we offer a platform, basically. We offer a platform where children can WhatsApp, because we find that a lot of children don't feel comfortable to pick up the phone and phone someone and say, hey, I'm in danger, help me. They'd much prefer to hide behind a screen and send a WhatsApp through. Mm. So all our hotlines are active on WhatsApp. They normally send a WhatsApp through, and then we get on that case to help them. So that platform is really like a lifeline being provided to those children.
Mm.
So no matter what they're going through, it could be neglect, it could be sexual exploitation, it could be mental health challenges and self-harm. We're finding that quite often now, you know, children not knowing how to cope with their problems and resulting in them, you know, harming their bodies, which is so unfortunate. So we are offering that platform to them free of charge. All our services to children are free. And the reason it's free is thanks to our partners, such as Radio Pulpit and IMU. Thanks to their generous, kind hearts and souls, they offer us the support that we need and the backing that we need as an organization to ensure that these children don't need to pay for a service. So thanks to our partnership with IM Youth especially, we have been able to launch accounting hotline, where not only children, but the community at large can reach out and receive free counseling services through our organization. And then we also obviously have placed now a counselor at schools. Wow. Where the counselor goes in and they offer their services, and Radio Pulpit and IMU facilitating that salary being paid every month.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you know, I would have asked Danny this question, Dana, but do you perhaps know, you know, when this passion started with him? do you know how far it goes back? Because, I mean, who pulls a vehicle if you think about it?
I know, I've tried once and it didn't end well.
So do you know when his passion started for this?
So as far as I'm aware, his passion started when he was in school and he wanted to obviously pursue a career in rugby. And I think the Lord had different plans for him, and that's why he ended up in child protection instead. But I mean, the reason behind, you know, the whole strong man and pulling vehicles and all of this is to symbolize the fact that these children feel isolated and alone.
Yeah.
And it's to show them, you know, they have support. They're not alone in their battles. They've got a team behind them. And that is the reason why he goes around and we visit schools countrywide. I mean, our week, I'd hate to show you our diary because a week in our lives is quite hectic. But we go and he pulls vehicles and he does it with a smile. I try, but I can't. I can't keep up.
Please don't. Because I cannot imagine, especially for us as women, that's a lot. Now, what are some of the issues, Dana, that young people face that you and your team are hoping to bring attention to with this event? And where can some of these young people find help?
So if I had to sit and list all the challenges that our young children are going through, I think we'd sit here until next year.
Yeah.
But some of that list goes on forever. But some of the challenges that our children are facing currently, you know, is things such as mommy knows. So, for instance, we've got stepdads and biological dads, and it's not only the dads, so it's not an attack on men. But, I mean, most cases, a man in the household is asserting dominance on the younger child, whether that be abusing them or whether that be taking our frustrations on them and using them for sexual reasons as well, which is very unfortunate. We find that these children go to someone like a mom, and the mom says, oh, but it's just, you know, dad being friendly or an uncle being friendly. So we're finding that quite often. Other challenges, as I mentioned already, is that our children are self-harming a lot. They're going, you know, and attacking their arms and their legs until there's nothing left. And they don't have anywhere to turn to. And that's also why this platform is so needed. So what are we trying to get at with this big world record attempt? We are trying to get more hands involved. So basically, we thought, why not go big? You know, why go small when we can go big? And so we're attempting two world records on the 19th of September. The one will be the world record attempt for pulling the Radio Pulpit vehicle. And then the second one will be the longest line of pencils, where the children will obviously be involved in that.
No, I don't want to catch you. You're saying?
Sorry, so basically we're wanting to get the public involved in our fight and, you know, to show that we need more hands.
Yeah.
We need more community members to step up, put an end to child abuse and neglect, and to really take a stand and say we will not tolerate this nonsense anymore.
Sure. But Dana, tell me, what is it about this world record event that makes you so confident that it will be impactful and achieve your desired outcome?
So basically, we've done similar events before that have been really successful, and our children that have been involved in those initiatives have also provided positive feedback. But the reason I'm so confident in this event particularly is the fact that we are showing these children and the greater community a visual representation. We're not just saying it, we're doing it as well. You know, you have a lot of people that just speak words but no actions follow. So we are showing them the actions to follow, that we're not just saying this. We are here. We are getting messy and dirty. We are pulling the heavy load. So in past initiatives that we have done, we encourage the children to write their problems down on a piece of paper. Mm. We then put that inside of their school bus, and Johnny does his thing, and he pulls that school bus, and he makes it look so easy. But to the children, that's a great symbolic event because it shows them the visual representation that we mean business. Mm. We are not just saying, oh, my angel, here's a Band-Aid, slap it on, your problems will go away. We're saying, you know what, give us your problems. You are young. You shouldn't have to face these challenges alone. Give it to us. Let us take that load over from you. And then we put it in that bus. We pull it. And after that, the children actually say, you know, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel lighter. Mm. So that is why I'm confident in this particular event.
Wow. Lastly, Dana, before I let you go, now I understand that there's a competition for 10 Radio Pulpit listeners, you know, to be inside the Radio Pulpit vehicle on the 19th of September as you pull it, or as Donnie actually pulls it. How can our listeners then participate in this competition and what can they expect from the experience?
So obviously, I think that the listeners need to participate by voting or sending in a message of some sort that they'd like to be there on the day.
Yes.
And then 10 lucky winners will be invited then to attend that event. I think what we hope and aim for that is that the listeners that do win and are part of that to come and join us and be more involved and active. Hopefully those who are entering to be part of that day have a backstory as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they have gone through something as a child that they would like children to know about. That if they had been told that when they were younger, they would have walked a different path in life.
Wow. I really appreciate this chat, Dana. Thank you so much for joining me. And all the best for the upcoming event. I don't know if there's a weight restriction because I think I'd love to be in that vehicle.
I'm sure we'll make space for you.
Dana, thank you so much and God bless.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening further.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.